This is Honest Reporting with Simon Plosker, keeping an eye on media bias and fake news.
Good afternoon, Simon Plosker. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you, except you've just really upset me because I tuned in, I heard the end of the news where you mentioned the FA Cup and my little team got knocked out last night. So I'm still getting over that.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to hear that. Are you able to do a report today?
I'll get through it somehow.
Yeah, especially the space that you deal in, such a toxic space. So Simon needs you to explain this headline to him.
Yeah, I don't get it, Simon. Your topic as given to us, corrected. No Israeli midnight music curfew in Ramallah. Do you want to translate that for me?
So does it or doesn't?
I certainly can.
All right.
So it was a very long, long feature article in the Independent newspaper about the hip-hop techno scene in Ramallah. Yes, there is one. I was unaware of this. Personally, not my taste in music. I'm not sure who's into that sort of stuff, but there you go. Anyway, it was a very long piece, and I got very bored reading it until I got to a particular bit which said, and I quote, "The scene in Ramallah is restricted by its limited capabilities." Now, that's fair enough because obviously, we know the situation in the disputed territories. But then it goes on, "Israeli authorities allow parties so long as they adhere to the midnight curfew on music. This curfew has generally limited events to house parties and small venues." And I'm looking at this thinking, seriously? Is the IDF really bothered by house parties and techno music in Ramallah? What is going on? Well, I can tell you what's going on because there is certainly no Israeli midnight curfew on music in Ramallah. And it's very, very simple because for those of you who aren't aware, the disputed territories under the Oslo Accords are divided into areas A, B, and C. And the main Palestinian cities are in Area A, which is under full administrative and security control for the Palestinian Authority. So any curfew, anything to do with music like that, any parties that are going on in Ramallah, they are the responsibility of the Palestinian Authority and not Israel. We don't have Israeli forces barging into Ramallah nightclubs saying it's too loud. You know, you're disturbing the residents of Jerusalem or settlements. Yeah, I mean, it's really quite bonkers. So obviously, you know, I got in touch with the Independent and they were only too happy to change that. I mean, I believe it was one of those things where it was an innocent error, innocent in regards someone who just simply didn't know. But then you've got to ask yourself, why do people automatically assume that any restrictions on Palestinians are from Israel's side? You know, Palestinians are also responsible for themselves.
But isn't that the mainstream narrative, Simon?
Yes, and that's the problem. That is the mainstream narrative, that Palestinians generally don't have any control over their lives whatsoever. And the reality is completely different. The majority, if you look at the population figures, the majority of the Palestinian population of those disputed territories are living under the Palestinian Authority, and they never, ever have to deal with the Israeli administration.
You know what? It is very, very tragic, the lives that they lead, though. And, you know, what would you like to see?
What would I like to see? Now, you're asking me that just before an Israeli election, something that I'm not going to talk about on air.
What's happening?
But no, but I think it is, whilst you say, you know, their lives are bad, I think we need to get things in perspective here. The fact that there are even articles about a booming techno hip-hop scene in Ramallah tells a story in itself. You know, these are, you know, Ramallah is, it's kind of is the Palestinian administrative capital. And it's actually quite a Western-style liberal place in many respects. You know, and Palestinians live quite decent lives in much of those territories. I think it's it's not Gaza, clearly, but I think we do have to be absolutely clear here. These are not people who are starving. They're not being, if they're being oppressed, they're being oppressed by their own rulers. And they've not had an election in about, I believe, something like 14 odd years. I think Mahmoud Abbas is now into his 15th year of a 4-year term in the presidency. So whoever complains that the Palestinians are not living free lives, that's one way you can look at it.
Okay, so those Palestinians, I mean, in Gaza, just, it is so tragic. I mean,
it is tragic. And it's absolutely,
because the Gazans have no control whatsoever. Interestingly enough, there's a subculture movement in Gaza. Do you know what parkour is?
Yes, I do. In fact, I think my kids have tried it. Something I recommend to them, but hey.
Make sure your medical insurance is
for
up,
those of us who don't know what parkour is.
Parkour is, have you ever seen these videos of people running and jumping, and the guy makes his way down a 3-story building by doing somersaults and going off trees and, you know.
Okay.
Balusters or whatever they're called. That's what parkour is. You know, people running up walls and doing a flick-flack at the top.
Sure.
That kind of thing.
Okay, got it.
Gaza has got this huge subculture of parkour, and these guys are really brilliant. It's incredible.
It is incredible, but think about it though. These are things that are shown on videos and lots of photos, and yet, of course, the background where they're doing this parkour activity is the shells of bombed out buildings.
Yeah, well,
which again is only
it.
Parts of Gaza that have not been rebuilt.
Yeah.
So again, it's something that is used against Israel.
You know, on the flip side of that, I've been doing a little bit of YouTubing lately, and Rawabi popped up on my feed. So I went in and had a look at Rawabi. Have you seen, Simon, any of these videos about Rawabi? Do you know much about Rawabi?
I have. It is the first purpose-built Palestinian city, a new city in the West Bank. It is a remarkable project.
Remarkable.
I know Israelis have helped with it. They've had some issues regarding things like the water supply. But, you know, this is the sort of thing that we want Palestinians to be, you know, living in, in high quality, decent housing, decent infrastructure, and I really do hope it succeeds.
So funny you used the word remarkable, because it's exactly the word that I was thinking. It is absolutely remarkable. And I mean, it just stands to reason that if you're living in an apartment in Rawabi, you don't really have an interest at shooting a rocket off at your neighbor.
You don't, but at the same time, I think it's worth pointing out that this development was something that the private sector brought to the fore, rather than the Palestinian Authority itself. So, you know, I think it's another example of the poor administration that the Palestinians are living under. Because I really do think if the money was being channeled into decent pursuits, then perhaps we'd have more Rawabis. Of course, obviously with Israeli permission. Unfortunately, there's still that sort of bureaucracy that one has to get through.
You know what? Where governments fail and where politicians fail to deliver because they are caught up in a specific narrative, if the public or if the private sector is able to stand in and fill that gap and create those opportunities, why on earth not? You know? When you're living a happy life and you are advancing in life, you're able to provide for your children. You know what? Your priorities change.
So, Kathy,
absolutely.
I heard, I don't know if it's true. I really don't know if it's
true.
But apparently no country with a McDonald's has ever had a war with another country with a McDonald's. So I just hope they build McDonald's really, really quickly.
Right. Let's go to Snopes over here. It sounds like a perfect case for it. What do you say, Simon?
Is
that viable?
I don't even want to think about McDonald's, even whether it's kosher or not kosher. I don't want to touch it. Nasty stuff.
Okay, no, fair enough.
Listen, you have a wonderful, wonderful week. It's always interesting speaking to you. And I love that we've got a bit more time to do that now. So thank you so much.
Look forward to it.
God bless. Bye-bye. Shabbat shalom.